The effort includes nurses, advocates for the mentally ill, the League of Women Voters, and the New York Civil Liberties Union, who say everyone has an interest in seeing paid family leave become law. The AARP's Derek Holmes says it's a multi-generational issue.
It includes parents of newborns. It's about baby boomers and Generation Xers, Gen Xers, who may need to care for their mom or dad or another family member who can't afford to lose their job and can't afford to lose their income to do so. It's about everybody.
Frances Rosenau, a Presbyterian pastor with the Labor Religion Coalition, carried her small child with her as she spoke.
I know what pressure our families are under, as you can see. Even when everything goes right in parenting, it can be a challenge. There are no sick days. There is no paid time off from your family. But what if it doesn't go right? What happens when there is a significant illness with a child or a loved one? What about single parents? What do we say to parents who want more than anything to be with their children but have no choice but to go back to work instead?
Bill Ferris with AARP says a bill has passed in the Assembly. It would allow up to 12 weeks of paid leave each year to care for a newborn or a family member with a serious health condition. Workers would not receive their entire regular paycheck. They would get two-thirds of their average weekly wage. The employee and the employer would pay into the existing temporary disability insurance fund. Advocates say it would cost less than a dollar a week. The measure is stalled in the state Senate. Republicans and independent Democrats listed paid family leave as a budget priority, but did not approve the legislation. The advocates hope Governor Cuomo will champion the issue this year. Cuomo earlier this year signed into law a package of bills that he called the Women's Equality Act, but paid family leave was not among them. The governor said last spring that he saw no appetite in the legislature for the measure, but Ferris says he hopes the governor will change his mind.
And we're asking him to lead on the issue and make this part of his agenda in 2016.
The state's Business Council president, Heather Brichetti, has said her group is open to the concept, but the Business Council opposes the current legislation passed in the Assembly. They say the bill places the state government in the role of dictating terms and conditions of employment for the private sector. And the group says it would inappropriately use the existing disability benefit fund for another purpose. Greg Berlia with the pro-business group Unshackle Upstate said earlier in the year that the program would place too high a burden on struggling small businesses who are already faced with high workers' compensation costs and, for some, a phase-in of a $15 an hour minimum wage.
So you were talking about businesses that are just absolutely underwater with the regulations, mandates, and taxes in this state. So you can't talk about a new mandate without understanding the larger context.
Governor Cuomo's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.